Trevor Noah.
How you doing, Mr. Tom Joyner?
I'm doing fine. And say good morning to the A-Train, Arsenio Hall.
What's up, is Arsenio with you in the studio?
He's in our Los Angeles studio.
Oh, what's going on, Arsenio?
Hey, dog, I'm their Monday guy. I'm here for Monday motivation.
I like that. We need all the motivation we can get. How have you been?
Excellent, sir. Good to hear your voice.
You're on a road that Arsenio helped pave.
That is very true. That is, and in more ways than one. I also came from Africa to try and do something in New York City, and I'm now hosting a late-night talk show. So, yeah, in more ways than one.
Hey, Trevor, how has your stand-up changed since you left Africa?
I mean, it changes in terms of what I'm going through in my life. You know, my stand-up changes according to what I'm experiencing. As you grow older, you start, you know, changing your material. There was a time when you would never hear me make a joke about, you know, the government or mortgages, and then life starts to change, and you start molding your comedy to what you're going through and what you're experiencing. So it's changed in that way. But other than that, it's just me growing up and slowly evolving my point of view.
Yeah. Afraid of the Dark. How did that title come about? That's your new special on Netflix?
Well, yeah. When I did the special, I didn't have a title. And I always try to put the show together first. And then I watch it and I try and piece together a theme. And in a literal and a figurative sense, I mean, on one hand, I am afraid of the dark, which is something I'm not proud to admit, but it's true. And on the other hand, I realized we're going through that phase right now in our time where a lot of people are afraid of the dark, you know, whether it's refugees, whether it's black people, whether it's anyone who's Middle Eastern or Muslim. Like, it seems like there are a lot of people who are afraid of any shades of dark on any human being out there in the world. So I figured I'd give that that title to the special.
You got any relatives that have been held up on the travel ban?
Oh, good question.
No, I'm lucky. My relatives don't fly, so I'm good.
How they gonna get to New York, Trev?
My relatives are not gonna try come to New York. My mom always says to me, she's like, she has no interest at all in flying to the U.S. So I go home to visit my mom and grand family. And then, so I'm the only one I have to worry about. I flew to Qatar last week, and I was a little worried they wouldn't let me back in. I was like, I hope Trump doesn't know I left, because I don't know if he'll let me come back.
Especially the things he may have heard that you said.
Every night.
Well, I only say the truth. So, I mean, although that doesn't put you on any better footing.
Your truth is their alternative facts.
Hey, did you hear about the Swedish invasion?
I'm so sad about that. You know, I feel bad for the people of Sweden. You know, I feel like after what happened, you know, their hearts must be broken into a million pieces. Although if there's a country that's good at putting complicated things back together, it's the Swedish. So they'll bounce back from this. They will come back even stronger after that attack on their shores, man.
Hey, Trev, can I ask one quick question? Trev,
yeah, of course.
In your special, you do a Russian voice, a very good Russian voice. So Trump may love you, by the way, but do you do a lot of voices? I didn't know you had an ear like that. Great ear.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I guess it comes from speaking different languages. You know, growing up, my whole family is different accents and voices. So, you know, I speak differently to my grandmother than when I speak to my mom, than when I speak to my friends, than when I speak to my dad. So when you've got a mixed family, you almost have to have a good ear for accents, because you have to change your accent depending on who you're speaking to. Otherwise, people won't understand you.
And you have a black South African mother.
That is correct.
And your dad's a white European dad.
That is correct, yeah.
Well, I understand Trevor's going to stay around for another segment, too.
Yes, I will, if you'll have me.
My man. Yeah, because so much to ask you. And let's talk Trump, because that's your favorite subject.
Orange Satan.
Trevor Noah.